Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
I'm already alive. Welcome to the Cypher. I'm like 20 minutes late.
like, Monday, this has been a hell of a day. And we were reminding you that Monday, April 15th, is the tax deadline, which has been extended. So, really, all procrastinators, we have, like, no excuses. I did say we have no excuses. All procrastinators, get to the back of the line. April 15th, extended to the 18th Monday, tax deadline is over. Let's welcome the angels who are prompt, unlike myself, all the way live from Charlotte. She was out Wednesday, but she's here tonight. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. How do you do?
Good. I am good now. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. On time, talking about get up, dude. Texting me, talking about get up, dude. Damn, you know I was laying down. Give it up for Toy.
Hey, Cal, what's going on, y'all?
Hey.
Going on. Wow, all the way live, saving my life. Appreciator, health and wellness. Give it up for Domare.
All right.
Bony
nachos, baby. All the way
to
Newark.
Hey. Oh, man. Oh, you say you're live from Newark tonight?
Live from Newark, Delaware.
Newark.
You missed my name.
Hi, Uncle Taylor.
Hi, Mr. Taylor.
What's going on, baby? What's
Look at that.
What's going on? Day, all the way live from Newark, Delaware tonight. What up, Day Day?
Aww.
Oh, man. 917-889-3926. Uncle Terrence is in the building. 917-889-3926. Hey, again, all jokes aside, tax deadline, Monday. You know, take care of your business, folks. We were given 3 additional days this year. For some reason, I don't even know why we were given 3 additional days, but let's
you know why? Because they're behind too, though. I mean, the IRS is behind as well because it's a lot of people. For anyone who is, you know, has not received their income tax return yet due to the first time homeowner's credit, which was really not a credit, it was a loan that has to be paid back in $500 increments each year until said credit is paid back. So that held up a lot of returns.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Does American taxpayers know that? Did they know that when they signed
up? Oh, they didn't know that initially.
But wait 1 second. Hold on. That $8,000 I got was straight cash. I don't have to pay anybody back. So I think we're talking about two different things.
When did you do it, though? It depends on when you did it.
Is this for people who did this last year?
Well, this is for people, yes, who claimed the credit last year, but they claimed they bought their house after President Obama made it a credit. I mean, before he made it
a
payback.
He saved it for a
payback loan. And prior to him, or whatever was in place prior to him, was a credit. You know, like, well, you don't have to pay it back. But if you purchased your house after, I cannot remember exactly what month it is, but some month in 2008, if you purchased your house prior to that, then you didn't have to pay it back. But if you purchased it after that date, then you do have to pay the money back because what was in place prior to President Obama making that a pretty much a loan. Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people didn't know about it. And, what they told us at the IRS was that the system actually kicked the returns out because it didn't recognize the form that they required people to fill out, the amendment form. Yeah, it got really messy. If anyone wants to check out, you can go to TurboTax.com or even IRS.gov, and you can follow the discussion threads. There are people who still have not received their returns.
Wow.
Because of that credit.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It is.
Get your taxes ready, folks. You got like 48 hours if you have not gotten it done.
And don't do
48 hours, and it's a wrap.
Don't do them yourself if you don't know what you're doing, really, because you'll hurt yourself in the end. And Ronnie Joykovich, or whatever her name is, won't be able to save you from the IRS.
Friday, April 15th. Today is normally tax day in America. We were given three additional days. Come on. Tonight we're reminding you that Monday, April 18th, is the tax deadline, which has been extended. Take care of your business, folks. File your taxes. We are also recapping this week in news and entertainment, 917-889-3926. Man, I woke up this morning on my way to work. I thought I was going early this morning. I'm like, get outside. A car is gone. I'm like, what the? Somebody steal my damn car? Tell you more about this after this. Gangsta walking.
How you gonna leave us?
Get money. Team Hummer Radio Live. I'll be back. Uncle
Sparrow, will you please read us a bedtime story, please?
Don't rush. Huh?
Huh? I said, Uncle Terrence, can you please read us a bedtime story, please, huh, please?
You're crazy. Hey, you threw me off. I actually thought he was saying something. Yes, the Friday night cipher.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What do you thought she was saying? Hold on.
I really thought this was like my Deja saying something, but I'm like, nah, that's like a fake voice. I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, huh? Voice sounded a little young, but a little grown at the same time. 917-889-3926. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hey, this Prince William Kate Middleton royal wedding, it's like driving me a little crazy on television. I'm like, oh, okay, I know it's not every day that royalty marries, right? But 2 weeks until the wedding, April 29th, if you've been under a rock and you have no idea that Prince William and Kate Middleton's getting married over in London, why is America in such a frenzy, though?
Because,
I don't quite get it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because they still own us. That's why. We're still on
like
British
slaves?
Land. Why?
Like slaves own us? What do you mean?
What I mean is we're still.
But for people who don't know what you're talking about, what do you mean?
Oh, my bad. Well, yeah, you can take it back to slavery, but before slavery, the royal family has had more influence on like the way that our lives go. You know, I'm like a lot of the I'm about to mess it up. Hold on. A lot of
traditions of the British.
Right. They play a lot. They play a big part in our government. They play a big part in our lives overall throughout history to this present time. So the thing is that's almost like America's grandmother. You know, like that's like, you know, that's what Britain is. It's like America's grandparent. And so, like, everything that happens with the royal family is a big deal because it's just like saying, you know, this is our family across overseas or whatever. I mean,
right.
Look at when Princess died, Diana, when she died, people lost
right.
their minds. But when they got married, America's still the same. Everything that goes on over there, it still affects us. When we have a brainier topic, I guess I'll expound, but.
Well, again, the wedding is going to be Friday, April 29th, we're going to somewhat, you know, join the royal prenuptial frenzy and give you the royal treatment and kind of follow what's happening out there around this wedding. We're not going to be on the streets and in the pubs or the clubs of London. But we're going to bring you some details of what's happening with the royal wedding between Prince William and Kate Middleton over there in London. Now, as I was stating, I got up this morning, planning to go to work an hour early, and I go out and my car is gone. One, I thought I was, like, dreaming, first of all. Like, okay, this really can't be happening. My damn car is gone. I know that nobody steal my car. I'm thinking, did nobody steal my car? No, did nobody steal my car?
They stole your car.
So, here starts the adventures of T.M. Hyman. I have to walk down to the front of the building to get the telephone number to the tow truck company just to call and see if anyone has towed my car versus stole my car. My car was impounded, which started my day. Got it back finally from 7 o'clock this morning, picked it up about 2 o'clock this afternoon. $250 the impound, and a lesson learned.
Bad detail.
Yeah. Oh man. Craziness.
Why did it take? If you don't mind.
My car decals expired on my birthday.
Oh wow.
In the state of Florida, your decals expire on your birthday.
God dang. Okay, well, happy birthday.
welcome to Florida.
Welcome to Florida. Wow. Yeah.
So,
wow. That's
22 minutes left in the show. So I have, like, an exhausting day. Nevertheless, we're inside the Cypher, ready for the weekend. What do you have cracking this weekend? Yo, hit us up, 917-893-9926. If you got music and you want us to play it, hey, we support new music and new artists on this program. If you got any show ideas, topics, hit us up. We are open to your ideas. Hey, what's going on this week in the news?
Oh, did you guys hear about the Donald Trump got with Arizona legislation and got them to pass a birther law where any presidential candidate from here on out must present a birth certificate, a record of circumcision, a like anything
record
that has more than one signature on it, and not a certificate of live birth. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear about that. But did you all hear about, speaking of Donald Trump, did you hear about Donald Trump's comments? I actually heard it myself, which was actually an audio clip. Donald Trump saying that, you know, he's been in relationship with the blacks for a long time. He has really good relationships with the blacks.
I know, that's right.
The blacks, Donald, they stopped referring to African-Americans as the blacks back in the 70s. That's not presidential, Donald. That's not presidential.
Not the blacks. I know, that's right. I got a Mexican maid. I mean, what the world? What are you?
The blacks, folks.
Hey, you know what? That's better than
So we need to wake up. We need to wake up to reality, my friends.
I said that's better than Ross Perot when he said "you people." So I'm not really.
Well, I mean, you blacks
reading out the same book.
It's like saying "you people," you know?
Right.
So, you know, we speak our true colors, you know, on a fly. You know, what Donald didn't have around him was any press aides and people to tell him what's politically correct. He's speaking from the heart. And I just want to remind you blacks to remember you, Donald, when it's time to vote, all right? This is Nightcap, superb, you blacks.
Oh, boy. Are you blacks? Be black.
I love the way you move. Oh. I really think you got me. Let me tell you how you got me. Send a text from me to you. Mitch, when are you coming through? I said my people need to holler at him. She got a patio. Go holler at him. Right. As we lay on the vivid dust, you said it's like sleeping on a cloud. I'm the subject of all your friends. These are my friends. Come over. We're the fuck girls. I got the big dolls, I hate weight, stainless steel countertop, pearl and gray lace. Get on my way, mate. I guarantee your goody goodies and your mind take. Gon' get your hurt, mate.
I wanna get you free tonight. I wanna get you free tonight. You're so sexy. You're so sexy. I wanna get you free tonight. I wanna get you free tonight. But I think I wanna turn your mind.
Yep.
I'm a Pisces.
Yep.
And she a Virgo.
Oh.
Reminisce on that
day when your man got his first taste on the couch at your mama's house. You sat on my lap with your back out. You said my side made you get it on. And I encourage you to let go. I know you love the way I take control. Wait, so on. I got a scene for ya. Polynesian mother. Sexy like a summer raincoat when it's on ya. Marlena show. California soul. What we banging on. And my sweet on the top floor.
Tim Harmon Radio Live. That was superb. Nightcap. Thanks for rocking with us this Friday night, Cypher. So, speaking about what's
thank
in the
you,
news,
thank
did you guys
you,
hear about
you.
The mother that? I'm sorry.
I said hello? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Now, did you guys hear about the mother who drove her kids and herself off of the? I can't remember what bridge it was, but into the Hudson River in New York.
Come on.
No.
No.
Get out of here.
And she had her three children with her. The 10-year-old son, the oldest, it was a couple of days ago. The oldest, the 10-year-old son, was able to get out of the car. He tried to get the other two kids out of the car, but he couldn't.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The car already emerged in the water when
yeah,
he was trying to get out?
Well, he said that the little boy said that when she said, you know, I'm going to die and you guys are going to die with me, she drove the car off the bridge and or was getting, you know, in the process of driving the car off the bridge. And then he said that she said something to the effect of, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this, and tried to put the car in reverse, but it was too late. And they, you know, drove off the bridge. He was able to get out through a window, but he couldn't get the other kids out of their seats to get them out of the car.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's going to be real traumatic for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
They said, yeah, one of the first people on the scene, you know, that helped him, you know, someone who was just driving by said he was really upset. He was blaming himself, saying, he, you know, he tried. He should have got help sooner. So that poor little boy.
Yes, and he's going to blame himself for a long time. He's an adult.
Yep.
There's nothing anybody's going to be able to tell him until he realizes it himself that it wasn't his fault.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. We're recapping the week in entertainment news, reminding you that, again, Monday, April 18th, is the tax deadline after receiving three additional days. Procrastinators, get up off your ass. File your taxes. You're inside the Cypher. Wow, that's real sad news right there.
Yes. I mean, because it's just like, you know, you know what is crazy is the fact that people have been, again, this is something else that has been going on for a long time, but now it's just we have so many media outlets. We have so many outlets now that I think we're just now being able to hear about all these other stories. I mean, because, you know, families have been, I mean, you know, parents have been killing themselves and children for years out of fear or out of desperation or what have you. Not saying that those are valid reasons by any means. But it's just being brought to our attention more often because of the media outlets that we have now. And but it's sad.
People
you know, it's
are
sad
depressed.
Because a lot of kids may want
people
to help their parents. You know, because kids aren't stupid. You know, it's just adults that think kids are stupid.
Well, we got to see the signs as well. We got to see the signs around us. I think there are signs every day pointing, you know, in the direction of depression. Something's wrong. You know, we don't want to get involved. We're so caught up in our own personal lives. You know, the reality is, I mean, we're still in a recession, and people are still feeling the pain of this economy in a really bad way. You know, so we can't continue to go about our ways and just ignore the signs that people are hurting. You know, specifically kids who don't have their voices are not as powerful as ours. We got like 12 minutes left in the show. This is Bone Bugante, Like Mike. You have a radio live. We'll be right back.
Ready? Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous.
Well, I wrote my first rhymes back in 1989. This was around the same time when Mike Tyson was in his prime, talking cash, but didn't know what guap was about. 20 years later, I'm the one that's knocking them out. Ever since the juvenile, I always had stupid style. I knew one day that what I said would make my mama super proud. Knew my shit's mean, even when I was 16. I was on the scene, making niggas look like Mitch Green. Devastating when that mic is in my clutches. Not a man that can stop me, not even Buster Douglas. The critics say I got the flow of the year. They write my style the same way I did Holyfield here. They goofy kid and I'm low clips with mittens. Hey, Mr. Stickin', I'm robbing you.
Give it up.
Give up the bling or I'ma let that thing ring. I'm a don, I'm a king, I should make you kiss the ring.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous.
Yeah, you better eat your Wheaties, cause y'all rappers is pushed off. For the legacy was dumb nights as a rookie. Top notch verses, don't front the word sick, cause I'm nice like going first round, third pick, right? I don't think that y'all understanding me. I am Michael Jordan, Carmelo Anthony. Reduce my goals to a level of non-existence. It's gotta be the shoes I elevate on competition. Wrestles on my feet, you gotta say the boy fly. Could do it with back, so we could do it with the fourth. Why? Don't start bitching when you see that full flipping. Just get the difference, that's what you get for bullshit. And even as an old man, I'ma still be spitting. When it's all said and done, they gon' say I was a wizard. Ooh. Precise when I pivot, all-star every trip, no bricks.
Get it? Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous.
Shit, I do it, B.I.G. I'm the king of making it pop with P.Y.T.s. I want that pussy so bad, when I get it, I'm a killer. Spend the stack at the mall, just so I can thrill her. Now I can't tell if she black or white. Eyes green, hips mean, man, that ass is right. Asking me about Billie Jean, I hit it, she not my lover. That kid is not my son, ma. I use the rubber, don't mistake me for a sucker. Toes are stuck near the genitals. Three-piece suit, all white, smooth criminal. I'm conceited, cause I got a reason. The flow is undefeated, tell them other niggas beat me. I'm bad, and I'm also good. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. So let's get this understood. I want one set of jeans, spend some dollars just to holler. Now I'ma make you scream.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back on, ridiculous.
Bone Bugante, Like Mike. Team Hammer Radio Live. Welcome to the show. You're inside the cipher. It's Friday, April 15th in the city. Hey, again, the royal wedding, April 29th. And we got your front row seat treating you like royal tea up in here. We won't be up in the pubs or the clubs, but we'll have some royal prenuptial information for you coming up. Prince Harry, Prince William, and Kate Middleton. Not Prince Harry. It's not him. He's not jumping a broom just yet. It's Prince William, Kate Middleton.
He's still a little young. William's the one that looks like his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Harry looks like his.
And we miss Diana, don't we?
Yeah. I remember the day she died. That was the first time. That's when I learned patois. The guys, I was in the Army at the time, and we had gone to Atlanta. And this is when I learned how much of a British influence we really had in America and in, you know, surrounding lands. Because, you know, Virgin Islands is owned by United States territory as well. So anyway, I walk into this room full of men, all of them from the islands, so serious. They were in there damn near crying because of Diana. All you hear is, and I didn't understand nothing they said, but by the end of the night, I understood everything they said.
I can remember being really really upset myself, you know, not even really understanding the significance, but really knowing, you know, about her image and what she really represented.
Right.
I like the fact that she was very real. She was more of a layman than royalty. So, again, we'll reflect on Princess Diana. William, Kate Middleton, jumping the broom. Moving right along. 6 minutes left in the show.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Any plans this weekend, folks? Domare, you're quiet out there in radio land.
I got a plan, a plan B, making sure that I don't fall prey to this ridiculous economy, making sure I have a plan B. That's my plan, to solidify my financial freedom and future real soon. I was talking with my uncle a couple of days ago, and he's talking about, I got 12 years till I retire, 12 more years. I'm like, that's not the story I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be a part of that. Plan B, that's what I'm planning on this weekend, baby.
Okay. All right. So, what does that mean specifically? Are you at another conference? What are you doing this weekend?
I'm having a team meeting actually with my business team that I'm currently working with now to help build my business in order to establish my financial freedom and financial wealth. We're having a team meeting here in Delaware. That's why I'm here. Also because Toya, Miss Finance, is a part of that awesome business team, and we're getting together with some of our other business team members from all over Virginia, down in Virginia Beach, some from Northern Virginia and Connecticut are coming up to Delaware for a team meeting so that, you know, we can plan, get the help that we need, everything that you need that you don't get from the private sector, you know, from the corporate sector or whatever the case may be. I'm getting that from my team, from my mentors and this URA association, so I can have a plan B because, hey, everybody, the government is on a week-to-week basis right now, everybody. Hello?
Yeah.
Government is broke. Hello?
That's right. Speaking of government, all the way live from our nation's capital, he's not representing President Obama, but he's representing the voice of the people. Give it up for Coop, everybody.
Coop!
Hey.
Coop! Hey,
Coop. What's going on? Let me throw my opposite view on that. The government is not broke. The government is never broke. when it comes to them top five countries that's on that UN Council, those permanent members, they're never broke. They broke when they want to be. It's like in the street when they say it's a drought, it's only a drought because somebody wanted to be a drought.
Right.
Well, right. I mean, yeah, but the more money they pump into, the more inflation occurs. So, yeah, you're right about that. We never broke. We only broke, you know. But, you know, at the same time, when my mom's talking about, well, I don't know if I'm going to work on Monday because she works in civil service, for the Department of Defense. They're going on furlough. I mean, or they're talking about they're only going to pay them for 1 week because they're not sure if the government is going to shut down for another week. I mean, no, they're not broke, but it does make for an uncomfortable dinner conversation.
Oh, no, I feel you on that. Hey, I want to point out something to y'all. I'm one of the people that's been kind of disappointed in Obama. I want him to be the socialist that I got promised, that the Republicans promised me he was going to be, but he turned out to be too middle of the road for me. But I'd like to give him his props this week because a lot of people are complaining about the deal he worked out with Bona and the right wingers or whatever. But I was reading up and listening to different radio shows today. I didn't realize a lot of the money that the deal was cut on, that $38 billion, is money that wasn't going to be spent anyway.
Right.
And so it's like they got numbers on paper. It's kind of like some Enron Arthur Anderson math. They got numbers on paper, but he really didn't give them anything.
Right.
So people got to tell other people that, put that out there on the radio waves, TV shows, everything.
Hey, well, let's do this. Let's come back Sunday, 7 p.m. Let's talk more about this topic, politics and our government. It's a lot going on in America, specifically in American politics, and we need to really understand what's happening. Again, thanks for that clarification, Cool, because Dee Dee, she wants to bring boom on us. No, I'm just saying. Hey, last time Dee Dee told us the government was bouncing checks, y'all, so we got to make sure we balance it out. Hey. Let's come back on Sunday. Pick up this conversation because the reality is a lot's going on. President Obama is under attack right now. And again, I don't know if you all are in the news, but I really didn't appreciate Donald Trump about the blacks this week. All right, we got to talk about it. TM Hollow Radio Live, thanks for rocking with us. Dee Dee and Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware tonight. Toya Live out of Charlotte. My man Coop coming to us live out of D.C. I'm your hip-hop informer signing off from Tampa, Florida tonight. Ganga Lee, Mysterious and Scratches. TM Hollow Radio Live.
That they know me, they can peg me in a particular class or category, you know. I choose to let you in when I want to let you in. And I think this is the time that I'm going to let you in. So, just a little bit, sneak peek. Check it out. Come
hey,
on.
Yo, from day to night, night to day, I keep it moving, y'all. Ganga Lee will always be a legend while they fall. So much love for the unjust, it's crazy now. Makes me want a gun bust. Hear your anus now, but I fall back. Take a look at Remy Ma. Not the road to travel if you're trying to be a star. They test my virtue though on every last interview. They fuck my name up on the Double X music review. Still you ask Ganga, why you trotting on? Cause long after breath, I will have a song for those folks, those people with those jokes. And my mom did a BK who prayed for me with much hope. You asking me? See, that's the problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, I can't get rid of me. You wait to get on while we blow through charts with ease. Next time you see me, you greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Hey, yo, what the hell you asking me? Hey, yo, we bloom all day. The sun will bright. Like sun rays
behind these shades, I remain a mystery. Your blindsided body dipples any cup sees. Niggas really daily press to get to know me. I'm the DJ, she's a rapper, so blow me. Niggas really got a nerve to question me. With a tight fitted on, and I don't mean the Yankees. Loose lips, Perez Hilton talking chips. Say whatever to get the people tuning in. I watch how they mouth trash your name and do you win. to the haters, God bless you for going in. You keep the people talking, they're hungry for a story. I'm starving for this money, a 9-to-5 bores me. For a quick buck, people in your own camp will give you up. Even 5-0 is getting some. Look how that pickery on a face turned up. Or Swiss Keys infidelity posted up. And how niggas start beef to get themselves up. R&B chicks nude with their cameras. I remain behind my name. Behind these turntables I stay. And I shall remain. So what the hell you asking me? See, that's your problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, y'all can't get rid of me. You wait to get put on while we blow through these charts with ease. Next time you see me, you'll greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? Huh. We bloom all day. The sun real bright. Like sun rays. The very best. The only thing that relieves my stress is my mic, my pen, and my turntable-less. Plain and simple love. You just don't have the gift. On the other hand, I do. So watch my spit. Lots of heads wanna hate. Oh, I hate me so. I'm just a black woman doing it international. In times I admit I don't think rational. A lot of heads like to use the word dramatical. I'm broken down to the very last compound. See how it sounds when Gonga quotes the world renowned. Been in love with hip hop since Sugar Hill. Original Black Mamba before Kill Bill. I remain the mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? We bloom all day. It shines real bright like sun rays. So I'm a mystery. And that's the way I choose to be. Because y'all running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. Yeah, that's what we choose to be. Regardless of tactics, they can't get rid of me. You waiting to get on while we blow through trust with ease. The next time you see me, just beat me on bended knee. Cause I remain a mystery. All this question, what the hell you asking me? Just remember this, we bloom all day and shine real bright like sun rays.
Talk radio show. DM live talk radio show. DM live talk radio show. Live, live, live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio.